Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of December, recording at 5:27 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, what a dramatic day in the markets here, at least as far as the currencies and precious metals are concerned. I'm not sure I can afford too much more excitement of this particular nature. Now, what's happened here? The most important thing is that we have seen a dollar rally, quite a sharp dollar rally. Have a look at that Economist cover on the website, sort of thing that I guess rings bells. I wish I'd noted it a little earlier on in the week. So a dollar rebound. I checked the Bloomberg News services, and I didn't see any information regarding any kind of intervention or any special jawboning to actually trigger that. I have not had a chance to watch any of the financial channels in here today, so you may know more than I. I haven't seen what people have actually been saying about it. But the key point is, was there any intervention here or not? And I'm not aware that any had actually taken place. But what we were certainly all aware of was the fact that investors were nervous, jumpy, and there's been a lot of talk about either the possibility of intervention or various different crash scenarios and so on. And at this stage, I'll say that stock markets are really quite stable against this background, because the news that's unfolded here in the currencies and metals sector is far from bearish for global stock markets, in my view. So my hunch is that hedge funds and other speculators that had piled in to the short dollar trades and had also piled into the long precious metal trades and had run a number of stops on those positions inevitably caused a cascade effect. It happens so periodically in these markets. It's very unusual to see us go through a 3-month period without some form of knock-on cascade effect in one market or another. We get them in metals several times a year, as you're no doubt aware at this stage. So what happened, just a quick review in case you haven't been actually seeing the prices here today. As I look at the screen, we've got dollar up 146 against the yen at 104.43. We've got the euro down 119 against the dollar at 133, although it was down at 131.90 at one stage. We've got the Aussie down 187 at 75.52. We've got sterling down 140 at 193.11. And although that had been down at 191.84, so quite a sharp shakeout overall, and this has created some dynamics on the charts, but they are counter trend dynamics, in other words, in the opposite direction of the major primary trend. And I said yesterday that, and hats off to that prescient subscriber who commented on the softness in the gold shares and said, did that warn of a shakeout in bullion? And it indeed has. But the key is, you know, on this is the dollar, which that weakness in the bullion shares may also have anticipated. Let's give it the benefit of the doubt at any rate. But that pushed gold down quite sharply. I'll link that in with the list that in with the currencies. It's currently down 15.5 at 435.50 here today, so coming right back to the rather important initial support level. But I did say that this had created some downward dynamics on the charts, and those of you who have attended the chart seminar will know or have heard me say very often that back a dynamic, at least in the short term, and you may even also recall that I've said about some dynamics that they can be so sharp or so extreme that the move is virtually all over in a very short period of time, possibly even one day. We saw that, for instance, with the downward dynamic in industrial metals. Do you remember on the famous night of the LME dinner, and they all spiked down the next day, but that was it. It was kind of a one-day wonder, huge flush out in the markets, and then they rallied back up with a number of them testing or exceeding the previous highs before that downward dynamic. So one of the things that I've done in here is to nip in and pick up a little bit of silver on a baby steps basis. I've done this before on numerous occasions over the last few years, as veteran subscribers will be well aware. I paid 7.10 for March. It's trading exactly there. It's been the low on the day is 7 right now. The low on the day is 7.03, and that's incidentally down 78.5 cents. So I'm hoping that that's pretty much it on the downside. Now, following dynamics of that magnitude, even if that is the low, you have to expect some convalescence. In other words, they don't go rushing back up initially. They tend to pause for a while, and I wouldn't expect that because, I beg your pardon, I would expect that because investors will tend to be a little bit jittery, understandably. Now, looking at the currency moves, again, a downward dynamics, there is the risk that we could see some follow-through in here. This is a difficult one to call here at this stage, but my hunch is that as the currencies were overbought on a short-term basis against the dollar was oversold. I discussed that a number of times on the audios and in the service, that my hunch is that we won't see more than a minor counter-trend move in the currencies at this stage. I don't feel the dollar was sufficiently overextended for a major change of trend here. Now, as a consequence, this, if you don't mind fishing in dangerous waters, or wading in dangerous waters, I should say, this is probably a buying opportunity in gold. I chose to go for silver. As you know, I already have some gold, and I've seen most of my profit given up here by this downward reaction. So I was careless in terms of not protecting that. I may pick up a little bit more gold at some point, but the silver is the more tempting play for me at this stage. But expect some continued choppy activity, a bit of nervousness. I will roll forward my one-third remaining position of my Australian dollar long against the US, and if it comes down further, I'll pick up a little bit more, backing my view that this is going to be a short-lived correction. But there's a fair amount of hunch and hopefully not too much subjective thinking in these calls, which are tricky at this stage. I put it this way: when you get a consistent trend and you can follow that trend, it's very easy to monitor. We can all do that. When investors are frightened, you get a sharp reaction that obviously interrupts the consistency of the trend, which makes forecasting more difficult. You know, sentiment is going to be more nervous. That makes it a little bit more choppy as well. Now, in terms of stock markets, we are, as I've been saying, in a consolidation phase here overall, and we saw some small downside moves in most of the Asian markets overnight, although the Nikkei, which has been such a dog in terms of underperformance here recently, was a bit firmer. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. It was up 67.62%. I don't think it's going to go anywhere though, because the Tokyo Second Section is still weak. But I wrote a piece on the Nikkei in here today and illustrated it with a number of charts. Now, you know, all that talk of a Wall Street crash. Well, I don't buy it. Not anytime soon. Here, as you know, so I don't need to reiterate all those reasons. But the moves that have taken place: a steadier dollar, a a reaction in a number of these metals, if they're going to have any effect on the Dow and other indices, it ought to be favorable. And indeed, as I look at the market today, we've got modest gains, up 48 on the Dow, 4.5 on the S&P, and 8 on the Nasdaq. It's not offsetting yesterday's gains, and by comparison, yesterday's sell-off. And we are still overbought. I do think this, as I say, is not the sort of move. The dollar's rally and the setback in gold and other precious metals is not the sort of move that, in my view, is going to derail the global stock market rally. And it wouldn't unless rising interest rates were a factor behind the move, and they clearly are not. So I'll just attribute it to a jam up of stops, as say, creating that temporary cascading effect, as I mentioned earlier on. Okay, what else to identify in here? Bonds are stronger here today, given the uncertainty. The U.S. Treasuries are still pushing up within this trading pattern, currently 112.19, 30 seconds on the March contract. I'll probably let another baby steps sale go tomorrow or later this week. I'll do it on strength, and we are getting strength here right now. A more important question for me, in terms of my interests, and I suspect maybe a number of subscribers who are also traders in addition to being investors, is seeing a shakeout in the supply and elasticity trades. And you know my view that this sector is in a secular, as in very long-term, bull market, but it's also very volatile, thin trading, the hedge fund activity, etc., etc. And so we do get some big counter-trend moves. Those are expensive in terms of profit erosion or actual losses. If you get caught in them, they create opportunities for those who are sensible enough to have jammed up stops. And you know the old saying, if you're going to panic early. So the people who got out now have another buying opportunity, and some of us who aren't too over leveraged have another buying opportunity here as well. But what will lead the way back up? And it's just a hunch on my part, but here's the hunch, that it'll be first out, first back in. So what led the downward move in terms of the supply inelasticity trades? Basically, it was oil and natural gas. And although they've been all over the place in here today, crude oil got down to, I've been saying that crude oil was very close to a bottom in my view, right down around the $40 area, got down to as low as 40.45. It's currently 41.65, up 19 cents. Natural gas is unchanged on the day, having been moved a little lower here earlier on, and from top to today's recent lows, natural gas is down almost 40% off its high of last month. So since these markets had moved down first, obviously the profit taking had occurred first in these markets, today's action will not have a traumatic effect on natural gas and petroleum traders, and some of the hedge funds who've been shaken out of the other markets may well be tempted, and who are tempted to come back into some of these supply and elasticity trades. Psychologically, it may well be easier for them to move in first on the gas and oil contracts that have fallen really quite sharply, and for a longer period, whereas if they've just been stopped out today on silver and gold or whatever, they would understandably be more reluctant to come straight back into those contracts. That's my hunch. I am long natural gas and under the water here at the moment. Now, what else is going on today? I think the other fact is soybeans are steadier here today, up 7.5 cents at 529. Looks to me like it's a slow ranging type 3 base, very much a baby steps trade overall. The industrial metals have seen a little bit of profit taking in here, but nothing that big. I mean, tin continues to drift down, and it's down 20 today. But interestingly, we seem to be getting a reemergence of the backwardation. I haven't seen the final figures for today, which would be more revealing, but it looks like it. After the morning session, we saw a small backwardation in the prices that would tend to lend support to the market overall. Coffee's up in here today, $2 on the U.S. Contract, or is it 2 cents? I'm never quite sure. But anyway, it's up 2.00, and up $25 on the on the U.K. traded coffee contract. Corn up a little bit. So the drama, such as it is, has been mainly in the currencies, and that has spilled over into the precious metals with a lesser, considerably lesser knock-on effect in some of the industrial metals. Have a good evening.